the Smithsonian is showing works of a 20th century female artist who toyed with gender roles. She wore manly clothes and painted androgynous women. An American who lived in Paris, she left most of her work to the American Art Museum. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg introduces Romaine Brooks.
Brooks introduces herself in a 1923 self-portrait. Narrowly cut long black riding jacket, white blouse, short cropped hair, eyes shadowed by a black high hat, but you can still see puffy circles. There is the tiniest smudge of maybe pink on her lips. Otherwise, the whole thing is black and various shades of gray. The women she paints share that severe palette and a certain mood.
Loneliness, strength, vulnerability.
Joe Lucchese of St. Mary's College of Maryland is consulting curator of the Romaine Brooks Show.
A kind of careworn but very strong presence, all combined in one.
In their man-tailored jackets, their aesthetic sensibilities, their intense love relationships, Brooks women moved in the artistic circles of 1920s Paris.
There were poets, there were novelists, socialites, photographers.
Painters, very fashionable and rich. The money helped insulate them from social constraints of their day. The money made them free. In Romaine Brooks' case, free to paint what she wanted to paint. The unconventional androgynous women, the limited gloomy palette, and to ignore what her big guy contemporaries were doing, Picasso and Matisse, whose vivid and revolutionary canvases filled the homes of Gertrude Stein and family.
She really painted as though Picasso and Matisse didn't exist.
Critics liked her, but she didn't sell much, didn't have to. She had inherited a fortune after a miserable childhood. Her unpublished memoir is called No Pleasant Memories. And so Brooks could mix her whites and blacks into shades of grays and paint White Azaleas, her 1910 take on Manet's famous Olympia, nude reclining on couch near a huge arrangement of flowers, just staring into space.
It's wistful in some ways.
This is Smithsonian curator Virginia Mecklenburg.
Wistful, maybe wishful also. But there is an erotic undertone to Brooks's nudes. There is some sort of a longing.
For what?
For sexual encounter. If not sexual encounter, for emotional intimacy, I think is probably a better way to put it.
Her bare body twists in our direction. She's making herself very available, but there's no come hither in the twist, just melancholy gloom. Romaine Brooks and her circle of wealthy women lead gloomy lives on canvas, but Virginia Mecklenburg says on the streets, it was different.
They were having a good time in Paris in the teens and the 20s. They were having a good time on the Bois de Boulogne, taking carriage rides, on horses, going to parties. There was a really active, high-energy, friendly, fun relationship among all of these women.
At the American Art Museum's Romaine Brooks Show, up until October 2nd, you sort of wish some of that fun showed up on the canvases. But what is there is a brave sense of modernity and freedom. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.